lots of very interesting news going on. And now we have Lynn.
Thank you very much, Virai. The president's news conference last night wasn't all about inventing a new kind of healthcare system. He cited at least one model that's already out there, one that's on his itinerary today. Here he is taking a question from a reporter from Cleveland.
I'm going to be visiting your hometown tomorrow to go to the Cleveland Clinic to show why their system works so well. And part of the reason it works well is because they've set up a system where patient care is the number one concern, not bureaucracy, what forms have to be filled out, what do we get reimbursed for. Those are changes that I think the American people want to see.
The Cleveland Clinic isn't the only one on Mr. Obama's to-do list. The various bills in his very complex plan have also looked to the innovative work being done at places like the Mayo Clinic and the Geisinger Health System in Pennsylvania. These facilities all have reputations for providing cheaper, better health care. We wanted to check in with one of those clinics, and we have with us one of the people who makes Geisinger run. Megan King is a perinatal nurse at Geisinger in Danville, Pennsylvania. Hi, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Megan, the theory is that better patient care reduces costs. How do you provide better care to your patients?
Well, patient care has changed a lot over the last couple of years, but innovatively, Geisinger went through reforming the way we do patient care by putting together something we call proven care, and that's the way that we can standardize our care, making sure every patient, no matter what clinic they go to, for example, we have 22 OB clinics, so whether they go to the Mount Pocono site or the Geisinger Danville site, they will get the same care with the same education, the same testing, everywhere they go. And so through that, we're able to make sure that every patient has the same high standard of care, and we'll be able to make sure that we're on the lookout for things that may cause preterm labor, early deliveries, infections, and those kinds of things. So working smarter is good patient care.
So how is that different from what a patient might get at another clinic in another place?
Well, because we've put the standards together, every single physician, every single nurse is responsible for all the levels of care. What we did is we found that even though we were providing excellent care in all of our clinics, we weren't doing it all at the same time at the same part of the prenatal care. And so sometimes things would not come across the same way. The education wasn't done at the same standard, so it makes it across the board better, and it's done so well that the March of Dimes has come along and said that they think that we've done such a good job, they'd like to see it become part of their standard of care for avoiding preterm babies.
Megan King speaking to us from Danville, Pennsylvania. Stand by, if you would, Megan. Let me turn now to Mark Allen. He studies the healthcare system and directs the Health Sector Management Program at the Boston University School of Management. He joins us now from our partner, WGBH in Boston. Welcome, Mark Allen. What are these places doing right that the rest of the healthcare system is missing?
Well, places like Cleveland Clinic are, the president's absolutely correct, organizing care around the patient and their condition and needs. And it may seem an obvious approach, but traditionally our academic medical centers are organized around physician specialties. The cardiologists and medicine have their world, the surgeons and cardiac surgeons have theirs, the radiologists and so on. And care is provided in a fragmented way. People are concerned about the patient, but it's not as effective and certainly not as efficient as it might be. Places like Cleveland Clinic have reorganized around teams of specialists who are focused on the particular needs of patients.
Well, pardon me for interrupting. You're talking about Cleveland, and obviously would you put Geisinger in that category as well, where Megan King is over in Pennsylvania?
Geisinger, Mayo, Cleveland are all, they are variations on a theme of focusing on that patient need.
And can these programs be scaled up so that they can work on a national level?
Well, you're talking about a system change, and what's critical now is we have a system where the incentives are to pay for activities. The more activities, the more procedures you carry out, the more revenue you receive. We need to change to a system that pays for patient outcomes, for patients improving, for success of care. That will create an incentive for other organizations to operate more like Cleveland Clinic, Geisinger, or Mayo.
as the cost of health care goes down, if it ever does go down, if any of these programs get adopted, doesn't that mean that the health care systems will be earning less money?
Yes, that's a critical point I think people often don't realize. Everyone speaks in favor of lowering cost, but every cost in the system is actually revenue, money in the pocket for some part of the system, which they feel is essential to meeting their needs. So when people talk about cost savings, they tend to be thinking about others. This creates resistance to change within the system, and that's part of what the people in Washington are struggling with today.
Megan King, let me go back to you at the Geisinger Clinic in Danville, Pennsylvania. If costs go down, as I just said, if profits go down at Geisinger, how does that affect your care?
I don't know. You know, I'm a clinician, so I'm where the rubber meets the road, so I expect that I will be a nurse, and I will provide good nursing care regardless of policies or what comes down the pike, because that is the standard of Geisinger. We are expected to provide excellent patient care. It is our standard, always has been. So by working smarter, working better, giving patients good care, I'm not sure that I'll see a change at the patient level other than doing a really good job.
Mark Allen at the Boston University School of Management, what about that? Are patients going to feel the difference?
Well, a place like Geisinger or Mayo will benefit from that change in payment incentive because they're already producing outcomes efficiently, so that they will see the continued positive care. We're looking at the rest of the system beginning to emulate Cleveland Clinic or Geisinger more closely in the future.
And the big question, as I say, is whether those wonderful models can indeed be scaled up so that they can be adopted at a national level. President Obama today at the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm sure we're going to be hearing a lot more about that. Mark Allen from Boston University School of Management, thanks for joining us from WGBH, our partner. And Megan King at the Geisinger Health System in Danville, Pennsylvania. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, Lynn, obviously, just talking about health care, and President Obama had to say last night, we want you to get your turn. Did you hear what you wanted to hear? Were you convinced on health care? Do you still have concerns? Tom from Easton, Massachusetts emails us, we can afford to do this, and the government already does a health care system for the VA and the Congress. So why not for us? The time has come. We want to hear more. Tell us what your takeaway was from the president's speech by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE or email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And here's a takeaway from this hour.
The standard insurance product that most people have is an umbrella full of holes. That is, if you have a really serious illness, you'll still be bankrupted, even if you keep the standard private insurance policy.
Dr. Steffi Woolhandler from Harvard University. And if you missed that interview, find us online. I'm Farai Chidea with Lynn Scherr. This is The Takeaway.
By the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org. And by the Rockefeller Foundation and its Campaign for American Workers. More at rockfound.org. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.